This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Hurricane Ian. This report will probably be obsolete by the time you see this, but we should note that this powerful storm making landfall as I record this will be halfway across the state of Florida by the time you see this report. Catastrophic storm surge predicted by the National Hurricane Center, 12 to 18 feet above ground level all along the southwest coast of Florida. Catastrophic wind damage expected along southwestern Florida, and this will be tracking right across Orlando, moving out over the Atlantic Ocean, and then curving back to the northwest to make landfall around Savannah, Georgia, sometime during the day Thursday. Hurricane force winds expected well inland of landfall, which is now tracking south of Tampa, somewhere in the vicinity of Cape Coral. Heavy rainfall expected in Florida. Governor DeSantis said they're expecting something like half a year's worth of rain in the span of, well, frankly, by the time you see this report. So pray for the people in the path of this storm, because this is catastrophic. Topic number 4, Nord Stream sabotage. As expected, Russia is being blamed for the sabotage that took out those two Nord Stream natural gas pipelines Monday evening, although not by everyone. Russia, of course, is blaming the United States, but Poland's former foreign minister, Radek Sikorski, likewise pointed a finger at the United States. Although he's not actually blaming the United States, he's thanking us for taking out the pipelines. Now, that's one man's opinion, so take that for what it's worth. However, we should note that Sikorski is married to a prominent neocon intellectual, Ann Applebaum, and he's a senior fellow at Harvard's Center for European Studies, and he's a distinguished statesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, which is considered the top think tank in Washington, D.C. for defense and strategic national security issues. So this is not just some random guy. Russia wants to call an emergency session of the UN Security Council over what it calls the provocations over the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. This, according to Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova. She announced this on a Telegram post Wednesday. Meanwhile, United States Congress on Tuesday unveiled another $12.3 billion in aid for Ukraine. This includes, ominously enough, $35 million for the National Nuclear Security Administration to prepare for and respond to potential nuclear and radiological incidents in Ukraine. This is part of the continuing resolution to fund the United States government. They just don't pass a budget. They just sort of keep kicking that can down the road. So this package is almost guaranteed to be approved or by Congress. This would raise the total amount allocated to Ukraine so far this year to more than $65 billion. Now, in a related development, leaders from Poland, Norway, and Denmark attended a ceremony Tuesday to mark the opening of the new Baltic Pipe. This is a natural gas pipeline extending from the gas fields off Norway, running through Denmark, and transmitting natural gas to Poland. This is expected to bring about 15% of Poland's natural gas needs to it by the beginning of 2023. Now, isn't it interesting that the Nord Stream pipelines were blown the day before the Baltic pipe begins operations? I would believe in the coincidence if I were a coincidence theorist, but I am not. Now, I understand why Western media is blaming Russia for this, but if you think logically and ask who benefits from blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines? Russia already achieved its goals by just turning off the taps. It didn't need to destroy the infrastructure through which, hopefully, from Russia's point of view, it might eventually be able to earn more hard cash by selling natural gas to Western Europe. This would seem to benefit NATO, or at least NATO as controlled by the United States, by preventing Germany from getting wobbly on this whole issue, by making it impossible for Germany to cave in and say, okay, we give up, Russia, turn on the gas, because now it's impossible. The German government reportedly now looking at the Nord Stream pipelines as a complete loss. In other words, they will never be usable. One other note, and this is a rather ominous development. The Guardian in the UK is reporting that Poland and Bulgaria have advised their citizens in Russia to leave Russia immediately by any means necessary. That can be a harbinger of a wider war, which is something we've been afraid of for quite some time. This seems to be unrolling very slowly, but when we look back on this in the history books, when you can compress the activities of months and years into single paragraphs, it will seem like this came on us like a wave, and why didn't we see it coming? It's hard to recognize what's happening when you're actually in the moment, but this just feels like the run-up to World War I. Topic number three, Italy. European leaders freaking out that Italy has elected a conservative government. Giorgia Meloni won the office of prime minister in the past weekend's election, the first female prime minister in Italy's history, and her French counterpart has declared the EU will be vigilant against any threat to human rights posed by Italy's new democratically elected leader. France's Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne stated during an interview that the EU intends to scrutinize Meloni's actions. Oh, really now? I mean, what does the European Union have to say about how Italy governs itself, Italy's citizens? Well, she's not the first one, Borne, that is. Her comments followed a threat by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to punish Italy for electing a right-wing coalition government. Von der Leyen said during a lecture at Princeton University here in the U.S. that we have tools if Italy is not willing to work with us. Tools, von der Leyen said, that are already being deployed against Poland and Hungary. Remains to be seen what kind of leader Giorgia Meloni will actually turn out to be, but one thing appears obvious, and that is the European Union is beginning to fracture. Topic number two, UK meltdown. The Bank of England on Wednesday announced a highly unusual market intervention. We would refer to it as qualitative easing, in hopes of slowing the rush to dump UK pounds and UK bonds that began after new Prime Minister Liz Truss announced her bold economic plan last Friday, the so-called mini-budget. Truss is just 3 weeks into the job. She's trying to change the British economy, but investors have been spooked. On Friday, she delivered on a promise to cut taxes with huge tax cuts and a big jump in borrowing. The plans included the abolition of the top income tax rate of 45% for people who earn more than £150,000 and a scrapping of the cap on bonuses for bankers. Well, the market reacted badly. Some analysts believe that there would have been a number of pension fund defaults if the Bank of England had not jumped in and started buying up government bonds, the 30-year government bond called the gilt in the UK. I mean, this is really stunning. Rates on the 30-year gilts spiked after last Friday's announcement of the mini-budget, and it appears, to my uneducated eye, that central banks, the Bank of England, the Fed, have lost control of the economic freight train. It is now heading downhill, and the brakes have failed. The choice may come down to this: fight inflation and suffer a market collapse and economic depression with millions thrown out of work and the resultant social instability that would follow, or push to stabilize the social order and employment with higher prices on the markets, higher bond prices, higher stock prices, and just let inflation run away. It's beginning to look like an either-or, that central banks do not have the tools to control things anymore. Too much easy money for too long, and now the piper is here to be paid. Coming up, some good news. Live longer by drinking coffee. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled, Jonathan Cahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signal the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, sing the Java Jive without guilt. Forget what you've been told about the evils of caffeine. The evils of coffee. Drinking 2 to 3 cups a day may actually be good for your health. Scientists are now, in fact, recommending 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day. Research has shown that coffee lovers tend to live longer and have healthier hearts than those who don't. And experts say this was true for all types of coffee, not just decaf. Caffeinated coffee, I mean, if it doesn't have caffeine, what's the point? Has the same beneficial effects. Australian researchers behind this new study say their findings suggest that moderate coffee can be considered part A moderate coffee habit can be considered part of a healthy diet. 2 to 3 cups recommended is in line with what the average American or Briton drinks, and all types of coffee were linked to a reduction in early death from all causes. 2 to 3 cups per day linked with the lowest risk. Those drinking that much ground coffee were 27% less likely to die early than non-coffee drinkers. So if you're a coffee drinker, drink up, be happy, be healthy. Previous studies attributing health risks to coffee, I think, were misinterpreting the data. People who don't drink coffee don't actually live longer. It just feels that way. We're looking forward to getting back over to Israel. Ground zero in the spiritual war that's taking place all around us. It seems like the world is going mad, but that's only if we view it through a naturalistic worldview. When we view it from a supernatural perspective, things begin to make more sense, because the fallen realm is trying to take away the dominion that God granted to the children of Adam and Eve. That's really what all of this is about. The news headlines each day, shadows on the wall of the real conflict taking place. We'll show you these battleground sites March 19th through 30th of 2023. Join Sharon and me and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, our colleagues Ali Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program from Skywatch TV. You can find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, and reserve your place. We hope to see you in the Holy Land in 2023. Speaking of the supernatural war taking place around us, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn has an important new book out, which takes a lot of the concepts that we've been teaching on Skywatch TV for these last 7.5 years. The old gods of ancient Mesopotamia, Canaan, they never went away. They're still here and still influencing us. It's just that we in the West, because we're so, you know, scientific and all, we deny their very existence. The early church would, you know, grab us by the collar and slap us around. What's wrong with you people? Of course they knew that the angels, the rebellious fallen angels, were the gods of their neighbors. Zeus, he's real. Jesus identified him in Revelation 2 as Satan. Well, Jonathan Cahn is taking this concept now and extending it to his audience with his new book, Return of the Gods. Don't miss these programs. They are jaw-dropping. Skywatch TV's broadcast schedule is posted at our website, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now. Not only at our website, skywatchtv.com, but if you've got Roku or Apple TV, the set-top box, make sure you've got our channel added to your set-top box because it gets you all of our broadcast shows, but these daily news updates as well, Simply His, all of our video content, in other words, delivered right to your television that way through the internet. And you can also download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, it gets you important news updates 3 times a week. And a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It's free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And you'll find the links to the app stores for your device, the app store for your device, posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.